Well, unfortunately, the numbers in Colorado continue to go up. In 2016, the number was higher than it has ever been. So that's an unfortunate reality. The stigma perhaps has decreased somewhat, but there's still considerable, sometimes shame about dealing with death by suicide.
Across those figures that are increasing, are we seeing basically the same demographics of people, or are we seeing new communities now being impacted?
Pretty much the same communities. We know that suicide is the second leading cause of death for our youth, 10 through 24. And there's a particular part of that, the 15 to 17-year-olds who are having a really dramatic increase in the rate of suicide over the last few years.
That's horrifying. I mean, I'm horrifying. Not even sure what to say to that. That's just
awful. Horrifying. You know, I developed this program, Hope Lights the Night, about a year after my daughter had died of suicide. And I knew not only because of my own experience, but because of dealing with other people, often parents who had lost their children to suicide, that people often are isolated and they need to feel a sense of community. And that's one of the reasons the Hope Coalition sponsors Hope Lights the Night.
And then, of course, there have been studies showing that if suicide impacts a family, that there are higher risk than for the rest of the family.
That's true. But we also know now that whereas we used to think that suicide impacted only a handful of people, we now know that every death now impacts about 120 people.
So the ripple effect of that one person.
Truly.
Who dies by suicide. Well, Susan, as you said, you started this because of your own personal experience. And Lena Heilman, you also got involved because of your personal experience. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about your sister?
Sure. So I lost my sister November 22nd, 2012, to suicide. And since then, I've become increasingly active in the suicide prevention community and looking for ways to help prevent this type of death for other people. And about a year and a half ago, I joined the Hope Coalition. And I think the Hope Lights the Night event is such a beautiful, peaceful, powerful way to remember those that we've lost to suicide and all the different ways that we've been touched by suicide. My sister was 24 when she passed away. Her name was Danielle, and she grew up here in the Boulder area.
My daughter, Alice, was 24 when she died, and she went through the Boulder Valley School District.
Was this something that was completely out of the blue for both of you when you both lost your loved ones by suicide?
Well, I've lost both of my children, and my son, Kevin, it was not a surprise. He had a bipolar condition, and we know that about 90% of all people who die of suicide have some kind of mental illness, often undiagnosed and untreated, though.
And what about you, Lena?
My sister struggled with increasingly severe PTSD the last few years of her life. So although we knew that she was struggling, her suicide still took us by surprise. It was something we didn't want to think or thought was possible. So we knew she was struggling with a very severe mental illness, but the suicide itself definitely caught us by surprise.
I know both of you now really advocate for more discussion in the community around this and to try and lift that stigma, and you know, the Hope Lights the Night event is a big part of that. But in terms of your own personal healing, has this been helpful to you to be able to connect with other people in the community who have also lost loved ones by suicide?
Yeah, I would say very much so. That for me, it's been a way of finding meaning out of something that was, so very horrendous and painful. And in addition to this, I'm also working to pass laws, pieces of legislation in the state of Colorado that would help prevent suicide.
How could you do that? What kind of laws could help with this?
Well, one bill that we passed several years ago encourages all emergency departments and hospitals to provide more and better information about suicide. This coming year, I think I will be working on a bill that will address suicide in the schools and encouraging more people who work in schools to become trained with regard to suicide prevention.
And Lena, in terms of your personal process, has this been helpful to you to be able to participate in events like Hope Lights the Night?
It's been one of the most powerful things for me in my healing. Being around other people who've been through a similar or the same traumatic loss and knowing that they understand my pain in a way that many others don't, and seeing their resilience, their strength, their hope in the strength of in the same pain gives me such a strong sense of community and gives me a way to think that I too can continue to survive this, and that when I say I'm having a bad day, that the others around me deeply understand right away what that means.
Does it ever get easier? I mean, you're still so early on in the process. It's only been 5 years since you lost Danielle.
Well, thank you. I think acknowledging that 5 years is not a long time for grief is so important, and I appreciate you saying that. I don't know if it does get easier in some ways. November 7th is my sister's birthday, and then we lost her to suicide 2 weeks after that. So this is a hard month. So this month continues to be hard, but I continue to find strength in the other months and to understand that there's more hope. And so in some sense, I'd say some things get easier or just different.
I would say that the grief changes over time, and my husband and I have found meaning in creating rituals, particularly around some of those anniversary dates, which tend to be very, very difficult.
There's a lot more awareness now, certainly in the media, about how we talk about this, the language that we use, how things are covered. Is there an issue for you who have lost loved ones by suicide around being re-traumatized when you hear how things are covered in the media? Or how should we be talking about this in the community in a way that doesn't re-traumatize people and that also doesn't trigger mm-hmm. people as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been several fairly high visibility youth suicides already this school year. And one of the newspapers in the metro area had coverage that was not at all helpful or positive, you know, from my standpoint. Suicide should never be sensationalized, and any article should always refer to the fact that there is help and there is hope. And people sometimes don't include that kind of information in coverage. And in that regard, I would like to encourage anyone who is concerned about suicide to contact the Colorado Crisis Services at 1-844-493-8255.
We'll put that information at our website as well, and I know there are a lot of resources available, so we'll put as many of those resources available online. Well, Hope Lights the Night is happening Wednesday, November 8th at 7 p.m. It's a non-denominational event. It's at the Community United Church of Christ at 2650 Table Mesa Drive in Boulder. We'll put a lot more information at kgnu.org, and there will also be information there available with local resources on depression, suicide and mental health. I'd like to thank you both, Susan Maureen and Lena Heilman. Thank you.
Thank you.